जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जया गौरा भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जया गौरा भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जया गौरा भक्त वृंदा रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चितामृता मध्य लीला चैप्टर 16 द लॉर्ड्स अटेम्प्ट टू गो टू वृंदावन टेक्स्ट नंबर 175 आपने महाप्रभु तांड्रा मना फिराइला दर्शना स्मरणे यांड्रा जगत तारिला आपने महाप्रभु तांड्र मन फिराइला दर्शन स्मरणे यांड्र जगत तराइला तारिला आपने महाप्रभु तांड्रा मन फिराइला दर्शन स्मरणेयांड्र जगत तारिला आपने महाप्रभु तांड्र मन फिराइला दर्शन स्मरणेयांड्र जगत तारिला चैंट आपने पर्सनली महाप्रभु श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु तांड्रा हिज मना माइंड फिराइला चेंज्ड दर्शना बाय पर्सनल विजिट स्मरणे बाय रिमेम्बरेंस यांड्रा ऑफ हुम जगत द होल वर्ल्ड Tarila, he has delivered. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, it must be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who has changed the Muslim's mind. Due to his presence and even due to his remembrance, the whole world is liberated. Purport. From this we can understand that since the Muslim governor was a drunkard, ordinarily, there would have been no chance that he would change. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could turn anyone's mind to Krishna consciousness. One can be delivered from material existence simply by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy name or by visiting him. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread throughout the world, but not even one Yavana or Mlecha addicted to drinking could have changed and accepted Krishna consciousness without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. People are often astonished. to see many thousands of Westerners converted to Vaishnavism. Generally, Westerners are addicted to meat eating, drinking, gambling and illicit sex. Therefore, their taking up Krishna consciousness is astonishing. In India, especially, there is much astonishment at this. The answer, however, is given here. Darshana smarane yanra jagat tarila. This change is made possible simply by remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Western devotees are very sincerely chanting the holy names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, people are being purified and their consciousness directed from Maya to Krishna. The word Vishwasa refers to a secretary. The title is generally found among the Kayastha caste in the Hindu community. In Bengal, the title Vishwasa is still used by the Kayasthas. The word Vishwasa means faithful, and Vishwasi is a person in whom one can place faith. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that during the Muslim reign in Bengal, there was a secretariat entitled Vishwasa Khana. The office of Vishwasa Khana was a secretariat office in which only the most reliable people were employed. They were elected from the Kayastha community, a community that is still very expert in managing business and government affairs. The secretariat or Vishwasa Khana is generally a very reliable and faithful servant. Whenever some confidential service was needed, these officers were employed. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Once Srila Prabhupada, when he was in America, there is one in Miami University, they have students are running some radio station and some WRF or something like that. So they invited Srila Prabhupada for interview. That interviewer asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why did you come to America? What have you brought some new thing that we don't know already? We have so many churches, we have so many priests. Why did you come? What do you want to tell us? Okay. He was very aggressive. Srila Prabhupada coolly replied, I brought authorized version. Right. You got all these things, but I brought the authorized version. Who has authorized? Srila Prabhupada replied, Lord Chaitanya. Right? So this is Lord Chaitanya's authorized, verified movement. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada, one Mataji she was describing, Omkar Mataji. In 1975-76, they had a very huge building in Fifth Avenue in New York. You know. So she used to be the receptionist. So Prabhupada insisted that everybody would go out for book distribution. So she was there to receive some guests and all. So Prabhupada was sitting in his room, and the door was a little bit ajar, you know, a little bit open, like that. So suddenly she started hearing very beautiful, melodious singing. So she could make out Srila Prabhupada was singing, you know, Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Right? So, Prabhupada would sing very nicely. And then in between, Prabhupada was singing, and in between, she would hear some sobbing. Somebody crying, you know, continuously. And she went, and then she, you know, she didn't want to go inside. Then she could make out that Prabhupada was crying. Then again, he would stop crying, and then he would sing again. Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana
ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರ.
ದೆನ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ಕ್ರೈ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಹಿ ಅಪ್ರಿಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಯು ನೋ ಪರಮ ಕರುಣ ಪೌದ್ವಿಜನ ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರ ತವಾವತಾರ ಸಾರ ಸಿರುಮಣಿ ಕೇವಲ ಆನಂದ ಕಾಂಡ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಟ್ಲಾಂಟಾ ಹಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಗೌನಿತಾ ಡಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಸೋ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವೆನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ಅರೈವ್ಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೌನಿತಾ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ದೆನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಪರಮ ಕರುಣ ಪೌದ್ವಿಜನ ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಈ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ರಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು ನೋ ಕ್ರಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಗೌನಿತಾಯ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ದೇ ಹ್ ಕಮ್ ಯರ್ ಟು ಡೆಲಿವರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೇಚರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯವನಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ಮುಸಲ್ಮಾನ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಅನದರ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ you know that all these yavanas and mlechas and sudras everybody they got delivered. Yashomati Nandan Prabhu he was narrating when he went to Vrindavan 1975 Srila Prabhupada requested him to take care of the invitation part. You know he instructed Yashomati Nandan Prabhu to invite all the prominent swamijis, prominent babajis and prominent politicians in Vrindavan and other areas. And then he told there should be a 7-day festival and in each day there should be one speaker like that. So then Srila Prabhupada requested one of the swamijis in Pushtimarg, you know his name was Shyam Baba. So when Yashomati Nandan Prabhu went to meet Shyam Baba, he was very upset with ISKCON. Because Shyam Baba's guru, Dikshit Pandit only, he introduced Srila Prabhupada to Sumati Muraji. You know? So, Prabhupada gave a lecture saying that, comparing Valvacharya to prostitute and all that, there is some pastime. So, when Sumati Muraji read that article in Back to Godhead magazine, she was very upset and then this Shyam Baba also was very upset. You know? Then he is also very upset that Prabhupada is initiating Westerners into Brahmins and sannyas, giving sannyas diksha and all that. So Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, he went to invite one Babaji, Karapatra ji, Swami in Vrindavan. He vehemently objected. That, you know, he didn't want to come. He was very upset with ISKCON, Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because Prabhupada was giving initiation to Mlechas and Yavanas and Westerners. All these, you know, giving them sannyas and making them pujaris and all that. So, he was very upset. Then Yashomati Prabhupada was saying that, Prabhupada trained me how to defeat the argument Brahmana by birth. You know. So, he quoted this verse, Yan Namadeya Shravanan Kirtanad, Yasmaranad Yat Prahvaranad Yat Smaranad Apikvachit, Svadopi Sadhyaha Shravanaya Kalpate, Kutav Punaste Bhagavan Darshanat. You know? He says that this is Devuti saying that Yan Namadeya, anybody who is what to speak of somebody who has taken darshan of Lord directly, even somebody Namadeya, anybody who chants Krishna's name Yan Namadeya, you know, Shravanan Kirtanat, anybody who hears Krishna's holy names, anybody who remembers Krishna's pastimes, anybody who worships Krishna. Even if somebody is born in a dog eater's family, he becomes fit to perform fire sacrifices. Right? So, he quoted and then he quoted some other verses from Bhagavatam. Then that Karapatra ji, he smiled. Oh, your spiritual master has trained you very nicely. You know. Then he said, he gave an example, you know, Mayavadi example, that you know, somebody can become a lion-like man, but he can't become like lion. You know, like Krishna is addressing Arjuna, Purusha Vyagra, you know, like lion, you are like a tiger-like man. So you can address somebody like you are like a lion-like man, but you cannot become a lion. You cannot make him into a lion. Lion is lion, and lion-like man is lion. So you can make somebody like a Brahmin-like, but you cannot make somebody into a Brahmana. Like that. But he didn't come, it seems. Like that. So this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. You know, convert everybody without any discrimination, you know, to convert Krishna consciousness. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada, he was once, you know, one Gaudimath sannyasi. He came to meet Srila Prabhupada. Then they were conversing and all. Then Srila Prabhupada told one of his foreign disciples to serve prasad. He said, no, I don't want to touch prasad, you know, I don't want to eat food served by mlecha. I don't want to take this prasad touched by foreigner, westerners. So he refused and went. Then later on, he requested Srila Prabhupada, my temple is little bit trouble, having little bit trouble. Can you give some money? Can you give some donation? Srila Prabhupada told him, that money is touched by westerners. How can you take it? You know? He didn't give. Like that. So another time, during Vrindavan temple opening, all these, so many Swamijis and all, they came. They won't, all these local Brahmanas and all, they came. They won't take prasad served by Bhavanand Prabhu. Bhavanand Prabhu was the in charge, you know, for distributing prasad. They won't take prasad served by Bhavanand Prabhu. then they arranged some Indian devotees to serve. But Prabhupada asked, did they take dakshina from your hands? Yes, Prabhupada, they took. Yeah. They want, you know, cashless society, you know, in the country. They can have only cashless society only when they accept Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya's movement. Like that. So, Lord Chaitanya, till what time? 9:10? Can extend also. Book, mere ko book lag rahi hai. So, Lord Chaitanya, even though he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, that is the beauty of the Lord. You know, he becomes dependent on his devotees. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was settled in Jagannath Puri, and in between, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. So, he called Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. My dear Ramananda Roy, my dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, I want to go to Vrindavan. Please give me permission. And then Ramananda Roy and Sarvam Bhattacharya, they were so attached to Lord Chaitanya, the thought of separation from him is unbearable to them. Yeah. Then when Maharaj Prataprudra also came to know that Lord Chaitanya wants to go to Vrindavan, he fell at the feet of Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. Then he begged, somehow or other, please convince Lord Chaitanya not to go to Vrindavan. You know, please let him stay here. Without him, you know, my kingdom is bereft of all auspiciousness. You know, like that, he was begging. Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya, yeah, you can go. Right now, you know, Chaturmasya is going on. You know, Chaturmasya is going on. And, you know, it'll be, you know, all the devotees from Bengal, they'll be coming. And Chaturmasya means rainy season. And all these Jain Munis and all the many Swamijis and all, they stay put in one place for 4 months. Chaturmasya, they practice because during rainy season, very difficult to travel, you know, muddy roads and all, because they used to go by walk. So it will be very difficult for you during rainy season. As soon as Chaturmasya is finished, all the devotees go, you can go. So Chaturmasya is finished. Sometime in November it gets finished. Then again he called Saram Bhattacharya and Ramanandraya. Now Chaturmasya is finished. Can I go? Said, no, I know. See, now it is, you know, winter season has started. You will feel very cold. You'll feel very cold. So you better, you know, let the winter season is finished. Be finished. You know, like that. So winter season is finished. Then he called, can I go now? So winter season is finished. It will be very hot in Vrindavan. You know? So it's not advisable to go to Vrindavan during this season. So like then, okay, Mahaprabhu said, what to do? As you wish. Like that. So like that, whole year has passed. The next year again Mahaprabhu asked, see, I have so much desire to go to Vrindavan. You know, please give me permission. Then they were again, they were all shell-shocked. Oh my God, Lord Chaitanya will go away. How can we live without him? Then the same thing. You know, Chaturmasya is going on. You know, once the Chaturmasya is finished, he can go. When Chaturmasya is finished, it will be very, very cold. You know, once the season, cold winter season is finished, he can go. Again, winter season is finished. Oh, it will be very hot. Like that, 2-3 years, they didn't give permission. You know, Lord Chaitanya was very morose, saying that, after 3 years are finished, then Lord Chaitanya called Saram Bhattacharya and Ramanand Roy, you know, I am completely dependent on you, but I have a strong desire. You know, I want to see my mother, and I want to see Ganga. You know, I want to see Ganga. So please give me permission. You know, unless you are happy, I am not happy. You know, if you are unhappy, you know, I am unhappy. If you are happy, I am happy. So please give me permission. Then Saram Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai, they felt very bad that they are playing tricks on Lord Chaitanya. You know, then Ramanand Rai, he told, now you know it is final. Yeah. Once the Chaturmasya is finished, once Rathyatra is finished, you can go on Vijayadashmi day. You can go. Yeah, but rains also will be finished. Then on Vijayadashmi day, you can go. Like that. So then they put a muhurta that Vijayadashmi day he will go. Meanwhile, this was informed to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he made lot of arrangements for Lord Chaitanya's comfortable journey to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya has started. Early in the morning when he started, thousands and thousands of devotees, they were accompanying Lord Chaitanya. Ramanand Rai, Saram Bhattacharya, then there is one devotee, Gadadhar Pandit. Yeah. Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, he took Kshetra Sanyas. There are different kinds of sanyas. Kshetra Sanyas means, a devotee, whether he is a grihastha or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, he takes a vow not to go out of that dham. Suppose if somebody is staying in Jagannath Puri or somebody is staying in Vrindavan dham, there are many devotees, they have taken a vow that they will never leave Vrindavan. Right? They will never leave Vrindavan. That is called Kshetra Sanyas. If somebody has to leave Vrindavan or something, by evening they will come back. If they have to go to some Delhi or something for something, they will never stay out of Vrindavan. They will come back again. But see, in general, they won't leave Jagannath Puri like that. So Saram Bhattacharya and Gadadhar Pandit, they have taken Kshetra Sanyas. Right? So Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu gave him the service of Gopinath, Tota Gopinath. Have you heard? You all gone? Tota means? Garden. Right? So Tota Gopinath, very beautiful deity, where only the only deity where Krishna is sitting. Right? Beautiful deity. So Tota Gopinath, he Lord Chaitanya gave him the service to Tota Gopinath. You know, so every day that is his service. That is his service, like that. So there are many pujaris like that. They will never leave, you know, their lifelong they serve the deities, right? There is one devotee in Mayapur, Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, you know, there is a place called Champahati, right? Champahati. There used to be one devotee, Nayanananda Das Babaji Maharaj. No, he was a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right? For almost 70 years, he served those deities. Yeah? Single-handedly. Like that. So, like that, that kind of service was given to Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Sri Gadadhar Pandit, if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has a very intimate relationship with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very intimate relationship. When Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, everybody thought he became mad. Then, you know, Vayu Roga or something like that. You know, he would break so many things and he would get into ecstasy, bhava and all that. So nobody could understand what is happening with Lord Chaitanya. And there is only one devotee who could pacify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was Gadadhar Pandit. So Mother Sachi, she requested Gadadhar Pandit to be always with Lord Nimai. You know, like that. So Nimai, so Gadadhar Pandit having a very intimate relationship with Lord Chaitanya, he said, I want to come with you. I want to come with you. Mahaprabhu said, you have, you know, taken a vow of not leaving Dham. Why are you coming with me? I'll, you know, he said. So, he accompanied. Gadadhar Pandit accompanied. So, when he was reached up to Katak, Mahaprabhu called him, he told him that, you know, why are you coming with me? He said, you have a Kshetra Sanyas vow, why, you know, when you have service to Gopinath, why did you leave? You know, service to Gopinath. Then Gadadhar Pandit replied that, wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri for me. In order to see your lotus feet, I will give up the service to hundreds of Gopinaths. Right? Then Mahaprabhu forbade him, saying that, you know, you cannot come like this. You better stick to your, you know, service. Then Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu told him that, you don't bother. I am going to meet Mother Sachi. I am coming on my own. I am not coming with you. I am not coming with you. I am coming on my own. You go your way. I will come my way. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that very, very difficult to understand the loving dealings of the devotees of Lord. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like somebody was saying, CC means, you know what? Chaitanya Chaitamrita. CC means? Huh? What is the abbreviation of CC? Nobody knows? CC means? Huh? Go on. Huh? Carbon copy. Kaun bola? Wow. आपको अवार्ड देना चाहिए. सीसी मींस हाँ. आई नो चैतन्य चट्टोपाध्याय. इफ आई वाई देर इज सम अदर आंसर अदरवाइज वाई विल आई आस्क. एवरीबडी नो चैतन्य चट्टोपाध्याय. राइट. हु विल आंसर? दे विल गेट रसगुल्ला. यू नो सीसी. ए डॉक्टर बैठो. क्या चाहिए? प्रसाद. सिट डाउन. कैसा बंगाली है. सीसी मीन्स चैंटिंग एंड कॉपरेशन. अंडरस्टैंड? चैंटिंग एंड कॉपरेशन. सो इफ यू रीड चैतन्य चरितामृत यू विल ओनली फाइंड दिस टू थिंग्स. वन इज ऑल द डिवोटीज कॉन्स्टेंटली चैंटिंग एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज दे हैव सो मच लविंग रिलेशनशिप्स विथ ईच अदर. नॉट लाइक यू नो we have right, we are ready to cut each other's throats. Right, but the devotees there during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, that was the thing you should learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, how to love devotees, such loving relationships with each other. You know, they don't have any envy at all, and all the devotees, you know, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on Rupa and Sanadana's head first time when he met in Ramkeli, all the devotees, they chanted jubilantly, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. You know, nobody was envious that, you know, they got such mercy. Prabhupada writes in the purport, that is the hallmark of a Vaishnava. He is free from envy. Anybody who is a envious person, even if he is in the dress of a garb of a Vaishnava dress, he should be rejected if he is envious. If so called Vaishnava, if he is envious, he is not a Vaishnava. If you are envious in your heart, if you are envious, you cannot love devotees. Because you cannot see their progress. You know, this is the nature of a devotee. When other devotees get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna, you know, they are very jubilant. Wow. And then they think that, oh, I am not qualified to get that mercy. He became qualified. Let me serve the devotee so that I also will become qualified. Right? So, that's how Chaitanya Charita CC means? Huh? Chanting and? Cooperation. So, this is... Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar Pandit, now you go back. Yeah? Now you go back. If you speak any word, you know, Meri Kasam bolte hai na? Meri Kasam. Right? Don't speak any one more word. It is a, you know, in, like that. Don't speak in one more word. Then Gadadhar Pandit, nobody would, you know. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that their loving dealings are so wonderful that devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they are ready to give up any kind of vows to be with Lord Chaitanya. You know, they are ready to do anything to be with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Chaitanya, he is very pleased in his heart. You know, by seeing the Gadadhar Pandit's love for him. But outwardly only he was showing anger. Now you go back. You know, because Mahaprabhu did not want to set a bad example that, you know, you give up your service to the deities or, you know, your vows for something else. You know, he didn't want to encourage that. That is why he said. So when Gadadhar Pandit heard it, he became unconscious. He became unconscious. Then Mahaprabhu told the Sarvabhattacharya, you take care of him. Then he left. Right? So there is a saying, but did not even look backward. Mahaprabhu did not even look backward. You know, what happened to Gadadhar? Like, you know, if he in front of us somebody faints, you know, we'll put water, kya ho gaya, doctor ko bulao. Right? Vajradapi Katora, Kusumadapi Komala. That is the nature of a sadhu. You know, he is, the, or the Lord, that you know he is hard like a thunderbolt and he is soft like a rose. Sometimes they exhibit the hardness like a thunderbolt and sometimes they exhibit the softness of a flower, you know, lotus flower, like that. Since Sarvam Bhattacharya, then they took him back and you know, like that. So, meanwhile, Maharaj Pratap Rudra appointed some of the officers, Harichandra Roy and some other officers, you know, to accompany Lord Chaitanya and make all the necessary arrangements. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra ordered that everywhere, wherever Lord Chaitanya would travel and he wants to stay, you build new houses. New houses. And then he said that wherever he would cross Ganges or the river, Ganges is not there in Orissa, the river, then you build new boat, keep a new boat ready for Lord Chaitanya. New boat over there. Then he said, wherever he would go and stay or somewhere, you make memorials. You know? You make memorials. Then I will go there with my whole family and take bath there. Lord Chaitanya. You know, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there are many devotees. They follow the path of Lord Chaitanya, South India Yatra or Vrindavan Yatra. Wherever, you know, Mahaprabhu went, there is one bhajan, right? Amiras Prabhu, there is one bhajan, right? Wherever Mahaprabhu would go, I will also go. What is that? Yeah. So wherever Mahaprabhu would go, I will also go. So. What is the main bhajan? Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu. Yeah, Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu. Bhajan Anukula. So wherever Mahaprabhu has gone, I will also go. Like that, he said that, you know, I will make arrangements. Like that. And then so much Mahaprasad was being served, you know, prepared. And then so many thousands of devotees are accompanying Lord Chaitanya. You know, accompanying Lord Chaitanya. And then when they reached Remuna, when he reached Katak, there, you know, all the ladies of the Rajgarana, you know, palace, they all came on the elephants to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And they all showered flowers on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they all, you know, felt great ecstasy. And they were rolling on the ground seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So beautiful, you know, such beautiful incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, like that. And then when they reached Remuna, then Mahaprabhu told Ramanand Roy, now you go back. So when Ramanand Roy heard this, he immediately fell unconscious. You know, then Mahaprabhu took Ramanand Roy on his lap. Then he also started crying. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, the feelings and that ecstasies that he went through, the separation that he felt from Ramanand Roy, it was so great that actually when I remember it, I feel so sad. That's why I don't want to write anything further. You know, that love, you know, that between Ramanand Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot describe. You know, the separation that Mahaprabhu felt, you know, from Ramanand Roy, I cannot describe, indescribable. So, and it makes me feel very sad that, like that. Then he said, no, okay. Then he went further. Then wherever he would go, he would make people chant Hare Krishna. And then when they reached Orissa border, you know, Bengal that time was ruled by Muslims. You know, Muslims. So the officers of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please stay here for some time. We have to check out some strategy how to cross this border, Bengal. This Muslim governor, he was a madhyapa, he is a drunkard. And people would be attacked, and then everybody is afraid to go, even walk on the streets. You know? Like that. So, we'll do something. Like that. Then he sent one messenger to Muslim governor, like this. We want that Lord, you know, to come and cross this, you know, Bengal and go to Vrindavan. And that Muslim governor sent a one clerk, one messenger to check out everything. You know. So when that man came, when he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell unconscious. Then he got up, you know, Muslim, you know. Yeah. He got up and then he saw. Then he also started chanting, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari. Like that. He also started chanting. Then he was feeling great ecstasy. Then he went to Muslim governor. And then he told, there is one great personality came. Thousands and thousands of people come to see him. And they were all chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And they fall unconscious and they roll in the ground. And he is so affligent. And thousands of people come and go and they would become imbued with love of Krishna. And then he said, according to me, he must be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he also started chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, and then he fell unconscious. You know? Once he met Lord Chaitanya, and then he became imbued with Krishna Prem. Like that. Then when hearing Muslim governor hearing this, he also became ecstatic. He said, oh, I must meet this person. I must meet this person. Then he sent one messenger that Muslim governor wants to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you know, then he sent a message that, you know, we don't want to fight. This is a peace settlement. We will have a settlement. You know, we will have a settlement. Then, you know, let us like that. So this is what Maharaj Prataprudra's officer, he was thinking, oh, this Muslim governor, he was a drunkard. You know, meat eater, beef eater. How, you know, the change has come in his heart? Because people are afraid to walk on the streets in Bengal. Very afraid to cross the Bengal state, because they would kill them. They would loot them. How the change has come? And he was concluding, that because he was remembering Lord Chaitanya, you know, that is why the change must have come. Now, this is the verse I read it, right? It must be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who has changed the Muslim's mind. Due to his presence and even due to his remembrance, the whole world is liberated. So Prabhupada writes, unless there is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, one cannot enter into the Radha Krishna pastimes. You know, so all these Westerners who are addicted to meat eating, intoxication, gambling and other bad habits, they could not have become Vaishnavas unless there is mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because all the devotees are remembering Mahaprabhu, you know, like that. There is one verse, you know, Mangalacharana prayers in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anybody who remembers Lord Chaitanya, you know, most difficult thing becomes very easy. And anybody who forgets Lord Chaitanya, the most easiest thing becomes very difficult. Right? So whenever we have, you know, something very difficult task to perform, we should simply remember the lotus feet of Gauranga! Gauranga! Right? We should simply remember Gauranga, Gauranga. Then everything becomes very easy. Right. And that Muslim governor, he came dressed as a Hindu. You know, dressed as a Hindu. And then as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is a Muslim, you know, he fully paid dandavat, you know, complete obeisances. Then he started crying. Then he started chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. He started, you know. Then he started crying, said, why I have not taken birth in Hindu family? You know, he was regretting. Right? Nowadays Muslims, they say, I am very proud Muslim. You know, they like they don't want to chant Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Right? Right? But the Muslim governor, he was saying, why I didn't take birth in Muslim Hindu family? You know, if I had taken Hindu birth in Hindu family, I would have become your devotee and stayed with you. Yeah? Stayed with you. So this is the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, that's where Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he quoted this verse, Yan Namadeya, you know. So this Mahapatra, when Muslim governor said this Mahapatra, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy, you know. And then he caught hold of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that simply by hearing your holy name, even a chandala, lowest of the mankind, can be purified. Now this conditioned soul has received your personal interview. It is no wonder that Muslim governor has attained such results. Simply by seeing you, this is possible. Then he quoted this verse, Yan Namadeya Shravana, you know, Shravanam Kirtanat. So Prabhupada writes that in this age of Kali, so simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even if somebody is born in a dog eater's family, he can reach the highest stage. Prabhupada writes in the purport that even without getting initiated, you know, Prabhupada, he says that, you know, in order to perform fire sacrifice and all, you have to be brahminically initiated. But here in this verse of quoted in Bhagavatam, that Yan Namadeya Shravanan Kirtanat, you know, you simply by hear, somebody hears the holy name of yours, my dear Lord, they will become fit to perform fire sacrifice like a brahmana. Right? So Prabhupada writes, in general we don't encourage people without getting initiated to perform the sacrifice and all that. But it is here written here that even if somebody simply hears the holy name of Krishna, he becomes fit to perform a fire sacrifice, even if happens to be born in a dog eater's family. Right? Swapacha. Chinese, Koreans, they eat, you know, dog. So somebody who eats dog is considered the lowest of the mankind. Naradhama. Right? Like those who eat fish and all, they in Bengal they say Jalapushp. Right? But actually in Manusamhita, sometimes, I can't describe, but sometimes some fish, you know, they eat stool and all. You know, they eat stool and all. So, if they have some indigestion problem or something, if they cannot eat, they cannot digest that stool. And those people, they purchase that fish, they eat stool. Because oh, pet mein wohi hai na. Right? You know, according to Manusamhita, fish, you know, eats all dead bodies. Everything that is possible, he eats. So anybody who eats fish, he is considered the lowest kind of food, you know, is fish, according to Manusamhita. Because fish eats dead bodies, fish eats stool, fish eats, what, just name it, they will eat anything. So anybody who eats fish, they are eating all that stuff, you know. know, they are dating it Jalapushpa. Like that. But Prabhupada is so kind that he said that, you know, those who are eating fish also, they can worship Lord Jagannath. You know, because Prabhupada was saying something that, you know, you can have Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra or Gaurnitai, you know, dolls may be made and distribute everybody. Then somebody asked, what about meat eaters? Prabhupada said, Jagannath is very kind. You know, if somebody is eating meat or fish, still they can worship Lord Jagannath. He is very kind. Like that. So, Muslim governors said, because you have accepted me, please give me some order. You know, please give me some order so that I can execute. You know. Prabhupada writes that, you know, anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the symptom of his successful chanting is somebody chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, symptom of success, his successful chanting is very good. No. You are very intelligent. You must become a scholar. Yes. No, you successful chanting means eagerness to do more service. Somebody is engaged in Krishna service. That means he is chanting very nicely. He is chanting very nicely. If somebody says, oh, somebody is giving you some service, oh, what is this, you know, all the time, aur koi nahi mila kya? और कोई नहीं मिला? अरे उसको बताओ ना, वो हमेशा सोता रहता है. सो ब्रह्मचारी इज मीन्स 24/7 रेडी टू डू सर्विस, 24/7, नो कंप्लेंट. इतना सर्विस दे दिया, नींद नहीं आ रहा है. राइट. One devotee, once there was some discussion was going on. Are you all chanting 16 rounds? Yes, Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhupada. Then one devotee said, Prabhupada, I am chanting only one hour. I am chanting. Because I got so much service. I am sleeping only 2 hours. Prabhupada said, sleep only for 1 hour and remaining rounds you chant. Right? Like that. So because this Muslim governor, he was chanting Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, so immediately he developed the service attitude. And then he was asking, can you give me some service? Then Mahaprabhu told him that the Muslim governor then prayed for liberation from the unlimited sinful reactions he had previously incurred by being envious of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and killing the cows. Then please give him, then he said, you know, we want to cross this. Then that Mahapatra said, we want to cross, you know, the Bengal and then go to Vrindavan. Please help. Then he said, immediately, no problem. Then he instructed his clerks and all, make all the arrangements. Then he made a new boat. He got a new boat made for Lord Chaitanya. Then he accompanied Lord Chaitanya because there were many pirates in Ganga, in that Rupanarayan River, that is, you know, to cross that river. So the Mahaprabhu's boat is covered by, is you know, secured by 8 other boats full of soldiers, so that nobody would harm Lord Chaitanya. And then that governor personally, you know, accompanied Lord Chaitanya. And then when they reached Pichalda, you know, so he offered him obeisances. Then feeling that Mahaprabhu, he was going to leave, that Muslim governor fainted in unconscious and he became unconscious, thinking that, you know, he will. So then he came back crying after Lord Chaitanya went. chanting Hari Hari, Krishna Krishna, like that. So this is my favorite chapter, this Muslim governor becoming Krishna conscious, like that. So then from there Mahaprabhu went to Panihati. There, you know Panihati is very famous for and something else. Panihati? Anybody went? Panihati? Famous for? Come on. So, kitna kharch karte hain aap log? Kitne yatra jaate hain? Koi yaad nahi rehta hai. Panihati, Raghav Pandit's. Raghavera Joli, right? Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti. Once, we went to Raghav Pandit's place. There are so many, because, Damayanti would cook, so many different items, So they made some plastic, we went, from Calcutta traveling and all. We were feeling hungry. I thought I would eat some prasad. Actually, it is plastic ka bana ke rakha hai. Sab item bana ke rakha hai. Right? Raghav Pandit's house is there. Right? Raghav Pandit's house is there. Then from there, he went to all this, Kumar Hatta, where Shivas Pandit, after Mahaprabhu left, he left Navadvip and came to Kumar Hatta. Then they met all the devotees there. Then he went to Shantipur, where Mother Sachi came. From there he went to Ramkeli, he met Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. That time they were not initiated, first time they met. So Sanatana Goswami, meanwhile, Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he was actually meditating, he was feeling very bad that, Lord Chaitanya, he was walking all the way through the forest and roads and all. So he was feeling very bad that, Mahaprabhu, very tender lotus feet. He would become hurt, get hurt, injured, like that. So he was meditating that he was arranging he was constructing the roads and putting, all cushions and dunlop so that Mahaprabhu's feet will not get hurt. Then Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he came back and told that this time Mahaprabhu is not going to Vrindavan. Hey, Sanan, kya baat kar rahe ho tum? So, he said, Mahaprabhu is not going to Vrindavan. And all the devotees ridiculed. What are you talking? Mahaprabhu is coming. So many people are coming. No, he is not going. Said, why? Because I am building the road for him with cushions and dalnap and all. But I could build only road up to Kanai Natashala. Beyond that, I am not able to build the road. Thus, from this I can understand that he is not going further. He is not going further. Then, Kanai Natashala, how many of you went? Very beautiful place. You went? Beautiful place. Yeah, wonderful. Krishna is there. We have a small temple. We have a temple there. There is no bijli. We have only one temple. Our place is the only place where they have bijli. So 9 o'clock they close the... If you want, so many insects and all, they come. So if you want, you can pay extra for diesel and they will put a generator. Otherwise in the whole village, it comes in Jharkhand. In the whole village there is no... current only, but roads are very bad and all, but worth seeing place, right? So Kanai Natashala, he went up to Kanai Natashala. So it is said that Mahaprabhu gave a benediction to some devotees. Wherever Shivas Thakur, in his house there is a kirtan, he'll be present. Whenever Mother Sachi would cook shak sabji and offers to Krishna,
He is present. And He is always present in the meditation of Narasinghananda Brahmachari. He is always present. Right? Like that. So, Sanatana Goswami told, no, this is not the way to go to Vrindavan. Yeah? This is not the way to go to Vrindavan. So, Vrindavan, so many people are coming with you. You know, it's not the way. You know, you should go alone. Like that. So when Mahaprabhu went to Kanenarshala, there he was thinking about what Sanatana Goswami said. Then he said, no, this is not the way to go to Vrindavan, with so many, accompanied by so many thousands of people. You know. Then he came back from Kanenarshala again. So then when they heard that Mahaprabhu came back, all the devotees, they came. Then Gadadhar Pandit came. Then he was describing, actually I was trying to go to Vrindavan. Like any, followed by so many people, then everybody would have thought, see, there is one more imposter. No, Madhavendra Puri went to alone to Vrindavan, and so many other devotees, they went to alone to Vrindavan. So I should also go alone to Vrindavan, maybe accompanied by one or two devotees. You know, accompanied by one or two devotees. Then Mahaprabhu was saying that because, you know, I left Gadadhar Pandit, that is why Krishna did not allow me to come to Vrindavan. Because he became very unhappy with me. That's why. Then Gadadhar Pandit, when he heard this, he felt so good. Then he felt ecstatic. Then he, you know, he started crying. Then he caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet. Said, my dear Lord, if actually there is no need for you to go to Vrindavan. You know, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. But still you will go in order to set an example for others. Because, you know, when Sri Ramanujacharya, when he went to Tirupati, he did not want to climb the seven hills. You know, he said, that is Vaikuntha. You know, that is Vaikuntha. How can I keep my feet there? He said, I am not going. Then all the pujaris requested that if you don't go, none of your followers also will come. Right? Then nobody will come for darshan of Balaji. Right? Then how will he repay his debt? Right? So like that, it is very important and it's not important also. Prabhupada writes, there is one elaborate purport. That, Vrindavan, very important to go to Vrindavan. You know, and then at the same time he's saying, all our ISKCON temples where Radha Krishna worship is done, they are non-different from Vrindavan. So if there somebody is living in Vrindavan, they are living in the temple, actually they are living in Vrindavan. But still, we are building a very gorgeous Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, because so much Radha Krishna worship is going on, but Krishna and Balaram, they are not worshipped very gorgeously in Vrindavan. That's why we are offering this temple. And then, as per the wishes of Lord Chaitanya, I am arranging this temple for my foreign devotees to come and visit Vrindavan Dham and stay here and get purified. You know, but still, there are many devotees like Sarup Damodara Goswami, Haridas Thakur. You know, they all didn't go to Vrindavan. You know, so if somebody is going to Vrindavan, one should go to. Prabhupada writes, many people they ask me, why did you leave Vrindavan and come here? Some people they ask. And some people used to ask me, why are you staying in Vrindavan, such a dirty place? Because Prabhupada writes, they don't know spiritual side of Vrindavan. You know, so those Prakrita Sahajiyas and all, they are living in the material platform. But the pure devotees of the Lord, you know, they see Krishna's pastimes. Prabhupada writes in third canto Bhagavatam, this stretch of, you know, 84 miles, you know, up to Delhi, the most important place, the most purified place in the world, because Krishna is done so much, you know, Gocharan Leela here, and Krishna walks so much, and there are so many devotees, you know, they roll on the ground. They stay here in this place, you know, hoping to see Krishna one day. Like that Prabhupada writes in third canto Bhagavatam. Like that Mahaprabhu said, then they all said, please stay back for 4 months. Then as soon as Rathyatra is finished, you can go. Then Mahaprabhu said, they all said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Because Mahaprabhu said, I will stay here for 4 months. Then as soon as 4 months are finished, then Swarup Damodara Goswami said, take this Balabhadra Bhattacharya, with you. And then there's one Brahmana who will cook and all. Then second time, Mahaprabhu went through Jharkhanda forest. There, where he would make even animals chant Hare Krishna. Right? Balabhadra Bhattacharya is a Brahmana, Bengali. Prabhupada says, Bengalis, they are very darpok. So he is very afraid to see all the animals and all. So Mahaprabhu would pat on the a tiger or something. Did he chant Hare Krishna? And then tiger would start dancing, chant Hare Krishna. So one day he was doing Gayatri and some mad elephant group came. Then he splashed some water on elephants. Chant Hare Krishna. And then the elephant started dancing and chanting. Right? Then the deer and the tigers, they are natural enemies, but they would kiss each other. Because Vrindavan is, there is no animosity in Vrindavan. Animals, human beings, they all live together. Like that. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya was shocked. Then Prabhupada writes, Mahaprabhu, he made animals chant Hare Krishna, even though we don't have that power to make animals chant Hare Krishna, but we can make animal-like people to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Like last time in my class, I was telling when this Padayatra was started. He told Lokanath Maharaj to start Atma Tattva Prabhu and all. Then they made very nice bulls. They were carrying Gaurnitya deities were there, and then they made Bhaktivedanta Swami, bullock cart, Padayatra, like that. So Prabhupada came and then he was reading Bhaktivedanta Swami, bullock cart, Padayatra, and then he said Jai. Then he fed some grass to the bulls, then he patted the bulls, said these bulls, they will not take birth again. They will go back home, back to Godhead. Because they are carrying Lord Chaitanya for preaching mission. Like that. So Prabhupada was very humble, but Prabhupada, he could deliver. Even the animals also. Right? Our Govindasi Mataji, she was very attached to one cat. So one day Prabhupada was sitting and then jumped on Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said he pushed. Prabhupada, she was very scared, So Prabhupada gave a, with his lotus feet, he gave a little push to the cat. So after some time the cat died and went back home, back to Godhead. Because got the dust of lotus feet of your pure devotees. So with that, Govindas Mataji's attachment to the cat, because Prabhupada told mildly, it's not a good idea, the cats and the dogs, they are very dirty animals. Prabhupada said, don't touch them. Right? So nowadays some devotees, they are keeping dogs in their houses. Right? Very bad. We should not eat food seen by dog. Right? So they, like that, then he went to Benares, then from there Allahabad, and then from there, then he reached Vrindavan. Very beautiful pastime. Okay? Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Mahaprabhu ki, Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda, Nityananda, Gauranga. Hari Bol. Yes?
Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Sorry, I had gone to take Sandesh Peda because it will get finished, that is why. Prabhuji, my question is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of preaching to give Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And generally we see in the paintings and dioramas and everywhere, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always shown as a sannyasi. Mostly, most of the times. So what is the is there any reason that why we address Lord Chaitanya in the altars of ISKCON temples as in Aishwarya Bhava and not as a sannyasi? We always show him as a sannyasi everywhere. So why is he dressed in not as a sannyasi and in Aishwarya Bhava?
Because Prabhupada told. Nimai Pandit, we worship him as Nimai Pandit. So that's why we put, you know, some devotees, they have objection, you know. Why are you putting, you know, Morpank? Yeah, in Bhuvaneshwar they don't put. Right? Spoiling the mood. But our argument is, during Prabhupada's time, they were putting Morpank and then Prabhupada approved. Yeah. Bengali pride was hurt. I didn't say, Prabhupada told.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद सुरु जी, आपने सीसी का बहुत अच्छा मीनिंग दिया. Chanting and cooperation. Actually, उड़िया भाषा और बंगला भाषा में सीसी मतलब ग्लास का बॉटल. ग्लास का बॉटल शुड बी ट्रांसपेरेंट लाइक डिवोटी. एक वैष्णव पद है, सारा गाय माखले तिलक गोर मेलेना, उसका थर्ड लाइन में है, भीतर बाहिर एक ना होले तिल देना तार से सोना. मीन्स चैतन्य महाप्रभु बोल रहे डिवोटी का बाहर अंदर सेम होना चाहिए लाइक ट्रांसपेरेंट. तो मैं सोचा शीशी शीशी आप बोल रहे तो उसका मतलब ग्लास का बॉटल है वो ट्रांसपेरेंट होना चाहिए लाइक डिवोटी. तो उस सेंस में मैंने बोला
नो प्रॉब्लम.
थैंक यू. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा.
प्रभुपाद टोल्ड इन बंगाली लैंग्वेज. भक्ति सिद्धांत दास ठाकुर सेड पीपल विल लर्न बंगाली टू रीड चैतन्य चरितामृत. सो राधा आई वॉज हियरिंग वन लेक्चर बाय राधा गोविंद महाराज. He was saying, Prabhupada told him, Prabhupada asked him, which is your favorite part? Then Maharaj told, Antyalila. Then which language you read? Maharaj told, I have read in Hindi. So Prabhupada told him, you learn Bengali and read, then you can relish Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely. So Maharaj was saying, in 1 week's time I could learn Bengali.
मैं छोटा चीज बोलना चाहूंगा, ये कमेंट भी नहीं है प्रश्न भी नहीं है. ऐसे मैंने पढ़ा है जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी का जो सर्वेंट था बिहारी दास ब्रजवासी, उन्होंने मात्र 3 दिन में बंगला भाषा पूरा सीख लिया.
Really?
और हिज होलीनेस जयप्रदा का स्वामी महाराज भी बोलते हैं कि मात्र 3 दिन में उन्होंने पूरा अक्षर पढ़ना लिखना व्याकरण सब सीख लिया.
Really?
और हिज होलीनेस राधा गोविंद महाराज जी भी उनके पुस्तक में लिखा है कि मात्र 3 दिन में उन्होंने पूरा बंगला भाषा का अध्ययन कर लिया और बोलने में लिखने में पारंगत हो गए. तो ये 3 दिन का जो आंकड़ा है पता नहीं भक्तों के साथ बहुत ही अच्छा है. तो मैं ये कहना चाहूंगा सभी भक्तों को 3 दिन में बंगला भाषा सीखने का प्रयास करना चाहिए. हरे कृष्णा.
मेरा तो 25 साल हो गया आए नहीं. अदरवाइज बांग्लादेश भाषा इज वेरी स्वीट लैंग्वेज राइट. 3 languages इन इंडिया, Telugu, Urdu and Bangla. They are very sweet languages. Okay? Hare Krishna.